崇明县2016年高三英语一模试卷五。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Good evening, Mr. Johnson. I'm with the local newspaper. May I ask you a few questions?
Sure. Go ahead, please.
Question. What is the woman's job? I hope you enjoy the rest of the flight. Don't forget to fill in your landing card.
Thank you. I do appreciate your service.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Three. Would you please tell me if the number 7 bus stop is here?
Yes, but the bus only runs once every 15 minutes, and one just went by 5 minutes ago.
Question. How long does the man have to wait for the next bus? Four. Paul says he doesn't like television.
Yes, but it seems he spends a lot of time watching it, doesn't he?
Question. What does the woman think about Paul?
Five. My watch stopped again, and I just got a new battery.
Why don't you take it to Smith's Jewelry? They can check it for you, and the prices are pretty reasonable.
Question. What does the man mean?
6. George is going to work in New York for the summer.
Can he do that and go to the summer school at the same time?
Question. What does the woman imply about George? 7. I'm really having trouble with this computer course. If I can't start doing better soon, I will have to drop it.
Why don't you get some help from the graduate assistant? That's what he's there for.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
8. The supermarket down the street is selling everything half price because they're going out of business.
Sounds like an ideal time to stock up on coffee.
Question.What does the man mean?
9. If this is about the final exam, I'm afraid I can't give out any hints. The departmental policy is very strict.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I was actually hoping you could write me a reference letter for my law school application.
Question.What are they mainly talking about?
10. You waited at the Magic Cafe yesterday, didn't you? Was there much of a way to be seated?
Yes. I wish I'd brought a book or something to kill the time.
Question. What does the man imply about the cafe?Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear one short passage and two longer conversations. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passage and the conversations will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following news.
New Zealand. About 125 Chinese tourists trapped in Kaikoura by a strong earthquake in New Zealand have been safely transferred to Christchurch by helicopters. Altogether, 18 flights were made for the rescue. The big earthquake and aftershocks struck the country's South Island after midnight on Monday, killing 2 people. More than 1,300 tourists, including the Chinese, were confirmed stranded in the tourist resort. Britain. The British government has issued a new visa policy that allows foreign students to stay 6 months more after their course ends. They will not have to present proof of funds or education background certification. The new plan will attract more students and at the same time allow time for them to apply for work visa. The new rules apply only to students of some good universities. California. Singer Kanye West told the crowd at a concert in California Thursday that he did not vote in the presidential election, but he told them if he had, he would have voted for Donald Trump. West reportedly continued to talk for 40 minutes about his reasons for preferring Trump. The crowd, expecting to hear songs instead of a political speech, was angry. Some even threw shoes.
Now listen again, please.
New Zealand. About 125 Chinese tourists trapped in Kaikoura by a strong earthquake in New Zealand have been safely transferred to Christchurch by helicopters. Altogether, 18 flights were made for the rescue. The big earthquake and aftershocks struck the country's South Island after midnight on Monday, killing 2 people. More than 1,300 tourists, including the Chinese, were confirmed stranded in the tourist resort. Britain. The British government has issued a new visa policy that allows foreign students to stay 6 months more after their course ends. They will not have to present proof of funds or education background certification. The new plan will attract more students and at the same time allow time for them to apply for work visa. The new rules apply only to students of some good universities. California. Singer Kanye West told the crowd at a concert in California Thursday that he did not vote in the presidential election, but he told them if he had, he would have voted for Donald Trump. West reportedly continued to talk for 40 minutes about his reasons for preferring Trump. The crowd, expecting to hear songs instead of a political speech, was angry. Some even threw shoes.
Questions 11. How many tourists were trapped in Kaikoura?
What is Britain's new visa policy aimed at?
13. Why was the crowd angry with Kanye West?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Is it snowing? That's the question my children often asked when we first moved to America. Growing up on a warm island, we had a fantasy about a snowy winter wonderland. We imagined the falling snow or families sitting around their fireplace enjoying steaming hot chocolate. It seemed so pleasant. In reality, snow can be really messy. I can understand why kids love snow. They get 2 hours, a half day, or a whole day off from school. Then the playtime begins. The kids build snowmen, slide down hills on snowboards, or have snowball fights. For adults, it's not that much fun. Most cities and communities have special vehicles to remove the snow from the streets. They also spread salt mixed with sand to prevent ice on sidewalks and roadways. But cleaning our own driveway is such a bother. We have to remove the snow ourselves. If we don't, the city service can be dangerous. Despite these troubles, snow can also be exciting, especially if you love to ski. I remember when we went to Colorado for ski camp years ago, we started by attending a beginner's class. we learned how to slide, stop, turn, and get up after fall. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Now listen again, please.
Is it snowing? That's the question my children often asked when we first moved to America. Growing up on a warm island, we had a fantasy about a snowy winter wonderland. We imagined the falling snow or a family sitting around their fireplace enjoying steaming hot chocolate. It seemed so pleasant. In reality, snow can be really messy. I can understand why kids love snow. They get 2 hours, a half day, or a whole day off from school. Then the playtime begins. The kids build snowmen, slide down hills on snowboards, or have snowball fights. For adults, it's not that much fun. Most cities and communities have special vehicles to remove the snow from the streets. They also spread salt mixed with sand to prevent ice on sidewalks and roadways. But cleaning our own driveway is such a bother. We have to remove the snow ourselves. If we don't, the city service can be dangerous. Despite these troubles, snow can also be exciting, especially if you love to ski. I remember when we went to Colorado for ski camp years ago, we started by attending a beginner's class. We learned how to slide, stop, turn, and get up after fall. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Questions. 14. Why does the speaker think children like snow?
What it is about snow that upsets the speaker?
16. What does the speaker think about their ski camp years ago?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Wow, that's a lot. How are you going to pay?
Easy. I'll just use my credit card.
Really? But you go into debt each time you purchase.
It's no big deal. I usually pay off my entire bill at the end of the month.
Glad you pay off each month. But many people don't. Credit cards present a huge temptation to spend. It's easier to know how much you spend when using only cash.
Perhaps. But I also feel safer knowing I can use my card in an emergency.
I think it's better to save money in an emergency fund. Then you don't go into debt.
Yeah, emergency funds are important. But credit cards can be accessed more easily. And you don't have to carry so much cash. That means your money is less likely to get stolen.
But what if your card gets stolen? That can be worse.
No, really. You can cancel your card, and the company covers most of the cost of things bought with the stolen card. If cash gets stolen, it's gone. Moreover, many cards offer rewards like store discounts or points.
Yes, they do give out points, but most people don't use them.
Maybe. Well, I'm done. Let's get in line at the checkout, and I'm going to use my credit card.
That's your choice, but I'm sticking with cash.
Now, listen again, please.
Wow, that's a lot. How are you going to pay?
Easy. I'll just use my credit card.
Really? But you go into debt each time you purchase.
It's no big deal. I usually pay off my entire bill at the end of the month.
Glad you pay off each month, but many people don't. Credit cards present a huge temptation to spend. It's easier to know how much you spend when using only cash.
Perhaps, but I also feel safer knowing I can use my card in an emergency.
I think it's better to save money in an emergency fund. Then you don't go into debt.
Yeah, emergency funds are important, but credit cards can be accessed more easily, and you don't have to carry so much cash. That means your money is less likely to get stolen.
But what if your card gets stolen? That can be worse.
No, really. You can cancel your card, and the company covers most of the cost of things bought with the stolen card. If cash gets stolen, it's gone. Moreover, many cards offer rewards like store discounts or points.
Yes, they do give out points, but most people don't use them.
Maybe. Well, I'm done. Let's get in line at the checkout, and I'm going to use my credit card.
That's your choice, but I'm sticking with cash.
Questions 17. Which of the following is a reason why the woman prefers a credit card?
What advantage does cash have according to the man?
19. What might the two people be doing while talking?
20. What can be learned from the conversation?
That's the end of listening comprehension.